Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How do our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates listeners, Lee here. Okay, so we have a very special bonus episode for you today because we just could not resist after the Oscars, where we got to see our good friend and longtime Story Pirate Company member, Stephanie Hsu, get nominated for an Oscar for the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once. Now, you've heard Stephanie before on the Story Pirates podcast on the song Weird Sisters, but we felt like today we had to dig way, 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 way back into the archives for a story that is very special to us, that has never been released before, that stars Stephanie Hsu. Now, this story was recorded live in February of 2013, which was a while ago, yes, but I think it really holds up. In particular, I think Stephanie's performance as a peculiar girl named Colorado Michigan really holds up, and it's really fun to listen to. We'll be back on Thursday like normal, but for now, enjoy this story, and congratulations to our good friend Stephanie. We love you. Here it is.
And welcome back to Weirdo Theater, where we present the craziest and most bizarre stories that have ever been written. Tonight's masterpiece by second grader Erica is called Ah, Save Me! The entire class has a crush on me. Take me home, mommy. Take me home, daddy.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold it right there, narrator. Run that title by me one more time.
Of course. Ah, Save Me! The entire class has a crush on me. Take me home, mommy. Take me home, daddy.
Whoa, I'm sorry, but that's just way too weird for my taste. Kids, get your coats. We're leaving.
Aww.
Oh, no, please stay. It's a little weird at first, but I'm confident that you'll enjoy yourself.
Well, okay, but don't let this story get too weird.
I promise. Anyway, like I was saying, once upon a time there was a girl named Colorado Michigan.
Hi, I'm a girl named Michigan Colorado.
No, your name is Colorado Michigan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You see, Colorado Michigan was in love with a boy named Stuart Pineapple.
Hi, I'm a boy named Pineapple Stuart.
No, your name is Stuart Pineapple.
Okay.
Anyway, one day when Colorado Michigan went to school, she saw Stuart Pineapple.
La 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 la, I like to hit my head against the door. Ow, ow, ow. Ow!
You like to hit your head against a door?
No, that's just how the song goes.
Oh, cool song.
Here, I got you this present. It's a scarf.
Wow, thanks. I always wanted
it. Okay, bye! La, 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 la. I like to hit my head against the door. Ow!
Wow, I think she likes me.
Needless to say, they were in love.
Narrator, you're embarrassing me. Stop it.
It's in my contract.
Okay.
Later that day, in school.
All right, class, settle down.
Ow, ow, ow!
Colorado, Michigan, please stop hitting your head against the door.
Aw, but Miss Envelope, do I have to? It's my favorite song.
Yes, you do.
Aw, shucks.
Because it's now time to play with our class pet. Everyone say hello to Magic Fish.
Yay!
I'm a magic fish.
Yay!
We love you!
Okay, now that that's done, we can go ahead and...
Wait, I think he wants to say more.
But Magic Fish never says more.
Hey, girl called Colorado, Michigan.
Yes?
I think you're cute.
Well, Magic Fish, I think you're ugly.
Aww.
But I'm a magic fish.
I don't care, Magic Fish, because I'm in love with him.
Michigan, Colorado, you're pointing at an empty desk.
What? Where is Pineapple Stewart?
You mean Stewart Pineapple?
Whatever.
I know where he is.
Who are you?
It's me, the nerdy kid in the corner that no one has ever noticed until now.
Oh.
I know where Stewart Pineapple went.
Where?
He went to the bathroom with my mom's purse.
What? Why does he have your mom's purse?
I have no idea, but I know it's true. Or my name isn't Olive! 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 Olive Turner!
Your name is so weird.
I know.
Anyway, Olive, 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 Olive Turner, can I go to the bathroom with your mom's purse so I can find Stewart Pineapple?
Well, I'm not sure how you would do that since Stewart Pineapple has already taken my mom's purse to the bathroom. Plus, I'm not the teacher, so I can't actually give you permission, but sure.
Thanks.
So Colorado, Michigan ran to the bathroom, threw open the door, and that's where she found her love, Stewart Pineapple.
Pineapple Stewart!
Actually, I'm Stewart Pineapple.
Whatever! I'm going to give you a gift.
Another gift for me? That's so thoughtful of you. What is it?
It's this, a snake.
Ah! Wow, it's just what I wanted.
I had a feeling.
You know, I think you're cute.
I think so too. You know, I really should do this more often.
Do what?
I don't know!
But just then, Stewart Pineapple got an idea.
Hey, I've got a good idea. Let's leave school to go on a date. Let's go to Quirko Manzinia. It's the newest restaurant in town.
Let's go without permission so we can get in trouble.
Yeah!
So they skipped along the path to Quirko Manzinia.
Welcome to Quirko Manzinia. We serve food that's mostly inedible. Can I take your order, mademoiselle?
Yes. I would like the stinky socks, and for dessert, giant doors made out of chocolate.
Excellent choice. And for you, monsieur?
Yeah, I'll have the dirty dishes, followed by a watering can filled with chocolate milk.
Ah, magnifique. Here are all of those things. Bon appetit.
After their date, they went to the playground and saw a tree.
Hey, Stewart Pineapple, you see that tree?
Do I ever?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, that we should bonk our heads on the tree a gazillion 360 times and then go back to school?
It's like you read my mind!
Ow! Oh. Ow! Ow!
A gazillion 360 head to tree bonks later.
Ow! Ow! Oh, well, that was fun. But here we are back in school.
Where have you two been?
You guys were in the bathroom for a very long time.
I'm a magic fish.
Well, it's kind of a long story. Bye.
Hey, you're stinky two-shoes.
Who are you?
I'm a magic fish.
No, not you, magic fish. You.
It's me, the unnamed girl.
The unnamed girl?
That's right. It was the unnamed girl named, gosh, I don't know what her name is.
That's right. I don't have a name, but what I do have is a giant ray gun that will make all the kids in this classroom fall in love with each other. Ha-ha!
I love you.
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 And so, everybody...
Wait. Stop, stop, stop. This story is officially way too weird. Kids, get your jackets way out of here.
Aww. Oh, but come on, I promise. It gets way less weird at the end.
You mean it's almost over?
Yes.
And you say that it gets less weird?
Yes, I promise.
All right, you can continue, but this is your last warning.
Agreed. 10 zillion years later.
I love
love you, Stuart Pineapple.
And I love you, Colorado, Michigan.
I know I probably should have asked you this at least 8.5 zillion years ago. But will you marry me?
Yes, I will marry you.
Yay! Let's all go to Quirkle Monzania for some pizza.
Welcome back to Quirkle Monzania. May I take your order?
We would like the brunch special.
Wind up tour as it is. Excellent choice.
And can we have cake? This is a wedding party, after all.
Unfortunately, the cook that makes wedding cakes hasn't been alive for 10 zillion years.
Shoot. Bad timing, I suppose.
Well, without cake, I guess this is the end.
And they all lived happily ever...
Hold it right there! You said that this story wasn't gonna get any weirder!
Oh, that wasn't that weird!
Wasn't that weird! They're still around 10 zillion years later, and they order wind-up toys at brunch? I am through with this story! Kids, grab your coats! We are out of here!
Aww.
Oh, I'm a disappointed narrator.
Well, I'm an upset man.
I'm a very French waiter.
I'm a magic fish.
Say, what's so magic about you anyway?
La, 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 hit your head against the door.
Great idea! Ow! Ow! Ow!
The end!
And that's it for this very special bonus episode of the Story Pirates Podcast. Hope you enjoyed our trip down memory lane with the one and only Stephanie Hsu. We'll see you on Thursday with another episode. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye! Bye.